that metal interview.
AJ Mills is our guest for this episode of That Metal Interview Podcast, your podcast and my podcast, of course. Without you guys, the public, it's just another podcast. So thank you guys for following our rock metal podcast, That Metal Interview. And our guest is none other than AJ Mills, all the way from England. And he is a guitar player for KK Downing's new band, KK's Priest. Of course, you guys might have heard of that already. And that band, they have Mr. Tim Ripper Owens on the vocals amongst a roster of badass musicians, man. So congrats to Mr. Downing for forming this band, you know. Of course, he's a legend in the rock metal business. Anybody knows Judas Priest. So this is the guitar player, AJ Mills, a great talent, a great pick for Mr. KK Downing. AJ Mills, formerly of Hostile. And AJ Mills speaks to us about how he got the call, the job with KK's Priest, and how it is working with Mr. Downing, the legend himself. And of course, Mr. Tim Ripper Owens, who was an ex-vocalist for Judas Priest when, as everybody knows, when Halford was out in the 90s for a bit. So Ripper Owens was the lead vocalist for Judas Priest, and he is now recruited to KK's Priest. So that's just awesome stuff, man. You're talking about some awesome music with KK's Priest. Before we continue with the interview with Mr. Mills, let's spin Sermons of the Sinner, That Metal Interview Podcast. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
what do y'all think of that jam? Talk about a jam of jams, man. Sermons of the Sinner. Talk about face-melting metal, man. That's just complete face-melting stuff. Screeching Ripper Owens on the vocals, man. Some screeching badass, awesome vocals, man. That's all I can say. And, of course, killer guitars, bass, the whole nine yards, man. So, double bass and all that stuff. It's just headbangers heaven, man. This is Metalhead's jam of jam. So, check out Kate Case Priest, man. So, here is our interview with Mr. AJ Mills. And here it is. Enjoy. Congrats on joining KK's Priest. How did you make that connection with Mr. Downing?
Well, I've known KK for a number of years. He produced a couple of my albums before in a band called Hostile. And I've actually known him since I was about 16 years old.
Sermons of the Sinner, a new album coming out August 20th, if I'm correct. Is that right?
I think so.
Can you talk to us about this album? How long did it take to record it?
Sure. It was a really fast thing. Everything flowed really quick. With KK, the ideas were just coming out of him, so we were having to keep up with him, really, you know. It was all very smooth, awesome, massive privilege.
Awesome, awesome experience. What an honor for us fanatics, you know?
Yes, same. I grew up a Judas Priest fanatic, so.
Right.
Yeah.
So who wrote the riffs and the lyrics for this album? Was it a little bit for everybody pitched in ideas, or was it mainly Mr. Downing?
Yeah, like I say, KK was coming out with all, he had all the song title ideas from the start and everything. He created this world, and then we was all pitching in as much as we could, and it was, like I say, it was just a great experience.
So he did most of the lyrics?
Yes.
Let's talk about, can we talk about yourself a little bit? Take us back to the beginning of your life, I guess, your musical life, I guess. At what age did you start playing guitar?
Sure. So I've been playing guitar since I was 12 years old. My first ever concert was a Judas Priest concert when Ripper was actually in the band as well. He was on the Demolition tour.
Wow.
And my father and my uncle took me to see Judas Priest as my first ever concert.
Wow. So this must have been, you said during the Ripper years. Yeah, the 90s.
Yeah, it was.
Nice.
2001, I think it was, yeah.
How was it working with Mr. Downing and Ripper?
Yeah, well, it was really comfortable for me working with KK because, like I said before, I'd already worked with him on a couple of albums previously with my other band, Hostile. But to see him and write old school heavy metal with him was, wow, such an experience. To see, you can absolutely see why he sold millions of albums.
Right.
You know, he's a into detail, he's just exceptional. And with Ripper, he came down, laid his vocals down, nailed every take.
Wow.
He was just scary. Yeah.
He's great.
Yeah, he really is, yeah.
So there's a couple of questions flowing on the internet about your drummer. Who is the actual drummer? Can you verify that, who the actual drummer is?
Yeah, so the Sean Elk played drums on the album. Great drummer. He's from the States.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
So who are your influences? Who do you point at as your heroes?
100% Judas Priest, KK Downing, Glenn Tipton, Van Halen, Dimebag Darrell, Yngwie Malmsteen, Zakk Wylde. The list goes on and on and on.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. All superheroes for sure.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
How did it feel when you first met KK Downing? You said he worked with your band Hostile. How did you feel? Was it a little bit starstruck or?
Oh, yeah. Like I say, I actually met KK for the first time when I was 16 years old.
Yeah.
My father and my uncle were friends with KK, so I was definitely starstruck the first time I met him, yeah. But it didn't take me long to just become friends with him, and he mentored me on guitar from the age of 16 and brought me on as a player, so he's like family to me now.
Wow, what an honor.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Very lucky.
So how? What can fans expect from the new album? We've heard the video, of course, the single. It sounds a lot like Priest, of course. The, you know, KK Downing, Ripper, we're with Priest, as everybody knows. What can fans expect from this album? Is it a continuation of the Priest sound, should I say? Or is it a little bit different? Did you guys arrange something a little bit different?
It's always going to sound like Judas Priest because KK Downing is... you know, you can't expect him to change his sound, and that he is who he is, so it's going to sound like Judas Priest. And then obviously when you hear the Ripper singing as well, who was also in Judas Priest,
yeah,
you know, it's going to be hard not to sound like it. So yeah, you can expect a full-on heavy metal album, you know, there's no two ways about it, that's what's going to be. So
have you guys rehearsed any oldies prepared anything for a gig, or did you guys only practice the album stuff?
No, we all sat down while we was writing the album, obviously, and recorded our parts, but we haven't had any rehearsals as of yet. We're waiting to see what's going to happen with the whole world opening up with COVID and everything. I don't know how it is for you guys over there at the moment, but in the UK it seems to be looking to get back to normal pretty soon, hopefully.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's doors opening up here in the US. There's as you've seen, of course, there's several tours happening this summer and fall, you know. So hopefully we see some KK Priest out here soon.
Yeah, that would be amazing. I look forward to it.
What's your favorite Priest song?
Oh, wow. Favorite Priest song? Oh, that's an odd one to choose, isn't it?
There's too many good songs.
Yeah, they're all good. If you ask me to pick one I don't like, that'd be tough as well.
Yeah. That's a tough one, yeah.
Great question. I love them all.
Can you give us an update on your band, Hostile? What's going on there? Is it active or is it on pause?
No, it's on pause at the moment. I'm fully concentrating on this band, KK's Priest, so yeah.
What do you listen to when you're not playing guitar? What's on your playlist?
What's on my playlist?
Uh-huh.
Heavy metal, more heavy metal, and some heavy metal.
That was pretty simple.
Yep. Yeah, I love all the old school classic bands, Priest, Maiden, you know, I like the thrash bands as well, Metallica, Megadeth, just anything metal. I love it really, Pantera, moving on, love it all to death.
Of course, we're all metal fans, there you go. For musicians asking, can you talk about your equipment? What do you use for the studio and live?
Yeah, so for the recording of this album, Sermons of the Sinner, we was going retro with the amplifier, so we were going to the old Marshalls, the AVT-50s, the JVMs, the JCMs, and all that type of thing. We use all kinds of stuff, really, from the Fractals, Line 6, everything. So we're just trying to decide what the best angle is to go from here when we start playing live again.
Nice. What can fans expect next from yourself and or KK's Priest? What's the next step here?
Hopefully we can just get out there and, to quote them themselves, deliver the goods. So get out there on the road and kick some ass when we're allowed.
There you go. Nice. Exactly. Would you like to send a message to the fans listening to this podcast?
Yeah, sure. We're looking forward to seeing you all again out on the road and kicking some ass with you guys and drinking some beers.
Nice. Well, we thank you for making some time, AJ. Thank you for being part of our podcast. Thank you for bringing the metal to us metal fans.
Yeah, thank you, too.
We hope you enjoyed that interview with Mr. Mills. And don't forget to support KK's Priest. New album, the first album from KK's Priest, coming out August 20th, 2021. That's August 20th, so be looking out for it. Pre-order it and support the band. So KK's Priest, a badass rock band, metal band, that is. And you guys can look for the album, Sermons of the Sinner. Pre-order it, man. So very well worth it, man, if you like metal and Judas Priest stuff. So this is KK's Priest. And Mr. AJ Mills, very much obliged. Thank you, sir, for being a part of our podcast. And the label, of course, and all of the management. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. So anyways, don't forget to subscribe, ring the bell, and support us. Like us on Facebook and all that stuff. You know the trail, so... Anyway, so I'll be looking out for more and more badass guests. So, and for now, don't forget to keep it metal.
That metal interview.